Legislative Administration to order. Colleagues, we have one item today. It's an informational meeting regarding the Capitol Accessibility Maintenance and Safety Project Update. With that, I'm going to open an informational meeting and invite Marina up. We are having technical difficulties. There will not be a screen with a PowerPoint. That's why you have the document that is also on OLS in front of you, entitled The Capitol Accessibility Maintenance and Safety January 2018 Update. And then, Marina, if you could just introduce yourself for the record, and we will get started here. As you recall, the last time the Legislative Administration Committee met, we had an update on the project. There were some questions. This is a follow-up to that discussion.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Marina Cresswell. I'm the project manager for the Capitol Accessibility Maintenance and Safety Project.
You can't hear you.
A little closer to the mic, though. Or, yeah, thanks.
Thank you. So I apologize, you will have to follow along on the presentations. I did not provide page numbers on those, assuming that they would be on the screen. So we'll try to follow along with the titles on the slides. I'm here to provide an update on the project. We have moved a little further towards construction, and it is an opportune time to give you some more information about what things are occurring right now. As you may recall from the last presentation, we were just getting ready to execute a gross maximum price amendment to our CMGC contract with our contractor. We received the information from them in late November, November 22nd, and the GMP amount that they gave us as their estimate was significantly higher than what we had available for funding. So the first slide that you'll see there, budget and schedule changes. What I've laid out for you is the cost at the start of the project in July of 2016. As you may recall, we added the Governor's Staff Room 354 in July of 2017. Our schedule had not changed at that point. In November, we received the GMP. We also received an updated schedule from the contractor.
Marina, a GMP, just for those who don't know.
That is the gross maximum price.
Thank you.
That amount would have put us at approximately $22 million over what we already had for budget for the project. They also let us know at the time that it was the schedule could not be maintained that we had hoped for, that they were going to need to push the schedule out to completion in December of 2019 as opposed to June 30th of 2019. We went through some pretty significant discussions with the primary contractor, the general contractor, as well as many of their subcontractors, and here internally to figure out what we could do to bring that cost down. We were able to find some changes, so what we call value engineering changes, through changing materials or looking to downgrade the levels of materials or rework certain items. Unfortunately, that was not a significant amount. The only way that we could come down a significant amount on the price was to remove some scope. So we were able to remove a little over $12 million from that $22 that they had provided us. We were not able to change the date of completion, and I'll talk a little bit more about that a little further on. The current planned cost is $59,948,450. With that scheduled completion date of December 15th, 2019. If you move to the next slide that says CAM's project elements, July 2016, that should look very familiar to you. That is the list of elements that you saw at the last presentation that lays out the scope that we were asked to do at the start of the project. We flip to the next page. And what I've done is I have indicated where we have removed scope from that list of elements. There are two primary components to it, though, of course, as I mentioned before, we have found other value engineering opportunities, but they don't necessarily remove significant scope from the project. These two in particular, one of them is removing all of the work that would occur at the south entry to make that an accessible entry. So that would have required a significant amount of concrete to create new ramps and new steps to access from that side. That allowed us to take out a fairly large amount of money from the cost. The other significant change has to do with the heating system. And these are sometimes minutia to the folks that are just here to sit in the building and be heated. But we were looking at changing our heating system from high-pressure steam to a hydronic system or a hot water heating system. One of the primary concerns with the high-pressure steam is it's a fairly unsafe system, particularly for our maintenance staff, to have that kind of high-pressure steam coming into the building. So while we were looking at the project and trying to figure out what we could remove, we realized that one of the biggest costs was the changes that would be necessary to bring in hydronic piping for a new heating system. Those changes would have impacted pretty much every window on the perimeter of the 1938 building and all of the plaster and finishes around those windows, every heating unit at the windows as well. So we looked initially at removing that completely from the scope of work. Our facilities manager suggested that we look at moving to a low-pressure steam as opposed to hydronic. It allows us to keep the existing steam piping in the building, but it changes that safety factor enormously. We were still able to get a significant savings by making that change, and so we did go ahead with that change. If you go ahead and flip to the next page, this should also look relatively familiar. As we've mentioned before, there are three primary priorities for the project. In fact, they're priorities so important that we have put them in the name of the project: accessibility, maintenance, and safety. As we were going through and looking to reduce scope, we were really looking at them with that lens of the priorities. What were the things that were most important for us to complete? And we were also trying to understand the unanticipated consequences of cutting one thing versus another. So as we went through, we felt very strongly that maintenance was a very high priority to this building. So many things that were intended to be completed under the Oregon State Capital Renovation that were then not funded to go forward, they really did need to be done. Accessibility, of course, continues to be a necessary component. You will see that we have been able to maintain accessibility changes, adding accessibility to two more entries of the building, so we now have it on three sides when the project is complete, and maintaining the door hardware changes that we think are a small but significant piece of creating accessibility within the building. On the safety side of things, we had one very large scope that we looked at, which was the north stairs. And you may recall that the north stairs are going to be providing egress from the north side of the building out directly out of the building. And I think I've mentioned before that those stairs will be the only stairs in the central part of the Capitol that are fully enclosed and protected for a true emergency egress. And they're also going to provide a very direct egress from the chambers, both the second and the third floor. Given the importance of providing that in a building that doesn't currently have it, we argued very strongly to keep that in the scope, despite the fact that we are still over budget.
Can I ask a question?
Could you hold your question? Yeah, if you would.
I will be happy to answer questions as we get to the end. I do want to walk you through the schedule a little bit, and then we can talk a little bit more as I get to the end of it.
Thank you, Senator. I appreciate that.
If you move to the next page, this again should look very familiar to you. This is really just to give you the context of the project timeline as a whole, but the part that I think you are most concerned about is the page after that. It's the construction activities detail. We have settled on major timelines There may be some minor shifts. There may be a couple things that as we've looked at them, we've said, we're concerned that this may have too much of an impact on certain activities occurring in the building. We want to shift them around a little bit. But in general, these timelines are fairly set. We are moving forward with these. As you can see, our initial work is really focused on moving forward with work occurring inside the building. So renovations that are occurring to the Treasury suite and also to the Legislative Revenue Office, where they will be moving to 160. On the outside of the building, we'll be starting with site preparation. The schedule is set up to show you all of the things that are in blue are interior. All the things that are in green are the exterior. The things that are taking the longest amount of time for the schedule and the reason that the schedule has been pushed out to December of 2019 are the vaults themselves. They are what we call a critical path of the project. We can shift other things around within that critical path, but we can't make it any shorter because that's how long it will take us to complete that vault work. Preparing the site for the work to occur means relocating utilities. It's bringing in access roads. It's bringing in laydown areas. It's a significant amount of work to make it to kind of get started before we ever dig into the ground. Then, as we go through all of that work, once we're complete with all the digging and creating the vaults, we have to go and put everything back on top and make it so that it's actually a park again, and it's a place that you want surrounding your Capitol building. We have pushed most of our interior renovations as far to the front of the project as possible so that we can reduce the amount of inconvenience for those groups that are in temporary locations currently. The stair exits are somewhat concurrent with starting Treasury because they're sort of co-located with the Treasury suite. So that kind of identifies the scheduling for that particular element. Other pieces are really fitting in based on weather or timing, how they fit with other elements of the project. In summary, on the funding, on the last page of the presentation, you will see, again, how our fund sources are broken out by general fund versus bonds, how much we have spent as of November 30th, and how much was remaining at that time. And you will see the additional funding needed to complete the project as it is currently scoped. And I'd be happy to answer questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Marina. We have Senator Winters in the queue. Anybody else in the queue?
She answered one. Thank you, Madam Chair. She answered one of the questions, and that was the reason for pushing out the date, which was the vaults. Is that also the reason for the additional costs as well to the project?
Co-Chair Kotek, members of the committee, Senator Winters, thank you for the question. We have provided on OLIS a cost memo that describes the I guess you could call it my professional opinion on what has created the change in the cost between the original budget and today's budget. There's a lot more information in that cost memo, and I would be happy to meet with you at some point to discuss it.
So it wasn't just the vault, it was a series of...
There are a number of different factors that are leading to the changes.
Further questions or comments? I just have a couple. I would encourage folks to take a look at the cost memo. In our previous discussion, for a variety of factors, including the nature of the construction industry, our costs did go up. Presiding officers directed the staff after the last discussion to look at prioritizing the things we needed to prioritize and give us some suggestions on to engineer the price downwards. You'll notice they cut about $12 million off the last discussion. We're still a little under $10 million shy in terms of doing everything that's here. So certainly there will be a discussion potentially in this session about additional $10 million in bonding to complete all of that is here. So I would encourage you, we'll try to figure out and make sure you get the information you have. We're not taking a vote today on this or anything like that. but you are kind of like the experts on the project. So for you to get comfortable with the numbers when we come back, and if we go forward with that $10 million ask, that is the only way to complete everything on the list. The one thing that I would say that we might want to just have a game plan for is, because of the delay and the movement, we'll be moving into the 2019 session with some of this work. The piece that just pops out at me is work on all the entryways potentially. And I know that we have a lot of folks who come to the building wanting to do public events, you know, demonstrations or some kind, you know, gatherings and things like that. We're going to have to figure out where they're going to be able to go. And it's hard to see from here how restricted the north end, the front will be or the sides will be, but we will have people who will need some kind of open space for events. So we'll have to figure that out, because we'll have a lot going on during session, and entryways are kind of critical for public gatherings. So I just put that out there. Any other questions or comments right now on the project? All right, seeing none, please take a look, find out if you need more information, and we'll probably come back to this during the session as we proceed. So thank you, everyone. Thank you, Marina. With that, the meeting is adjourned.